Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Donald Trump has now signed the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, which would replace the North American Free Trade Agreement, known as NAFTA. He did this at the G20 summit in Argentina, but now it goes to the Senate for ratification, goes to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and then ultimately to the full Senate for this treaty to be ratified. But there are some concerning sections in this treaty. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the new proposed trade agreement that has been signed but not yet ratified is an improvement regarding trade over NAFTA. But it must not be allowed to pass as it is written because two articles, 23.9 and 23.15, etc., they have the words sexual orientation and gender identity. And they require the parties, the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, to implement policies that promote sexual orientation and gender identity. This is outrageous.
Ultimately, this is becoming a social policy instead of a commerce agreement, right?
Right. How in the world would you put this in there? Why would you do that?
Sneaky, huh?
It may be something from the deep state. I don't know. It could be something from other places, but it's in there.
Well, and it's inconsistent also with President Trump's policies that he has reinstated after President Obama came in, for instance, and tried to twist and manipulate the word sex in Title VII, Title IX, to be all encompassing, redefining it to handle these and cover these social constructs of gender identity and sexual orientation, something that was never in the legislative intent. So this is not, these concepts are not federal law. They're not federal protected suspect minority classes in the United States.
It's become a Trojan horse. Yeah.
It really is a Trojan horse. It looks good on the surface. But if the Senate ratifies it, there are significant consequences.
Come out, yeah.
Article 23, sections of that, point 9 and point 1 subparts need to be removed. It says in these particular provisions, it begins with sex-based discrimination in the workplace. And here's what it says. The parties recognize the goal of eliminating sex-based discrimination in employment and occupation and support the goal of promoting equality of women in the workplace. Accordingly, each party shall implement policies that protect workers against employment discrimination on the basis of sex, including with regard to pregnancy, sexual harassment, sexual orientation, gender identity, and caregiving responsibilities. Provide job-protected leave for birth or adoption of a child and care of family members, and protect against wage discrimination. Close quote.
What does that have to do with commerce?
It doesn't.
So the Senate can actually amend this, right? Instead of passing as is, they can change it.
There's a question as to whether or not they can actually amend it because this is like a contract, and so it would have to go back for the other parties to sign it.
Right.
So unfortunately, if they cannot amend it, we're asking for them to do whatever they can to knock out these articles. But if they cannot do it, if they have to kill it, then so be it.
We'll start over.
It needs to be defeated in the Senate. And I'm sorry, you know, that's just the way it is. You can't have a Trojan horse. And here's what will happen. Why is this very important? Because a treaty under the United States Constitution becomes, according to the Supremacy Clause, the supreme law of the land. That means any laws contrary to it are overridden. Well, there's no law in our Title VII, employment, or public accommodation law, or Title IX regarding schools, public schools, that includes sexual orientation or gender identity. That's somewhat of Obama's battle to try to get courts to read it in to the word sex. It's not there.
Right.
Congress has multiple times rejected attempts to amend Title VII, the employment federal non-discrimination provision. They've rejected multiple times the attempt to amend it to include sexual orientation and or gender identity. They have rejected that. And so Obama tried to do an end run around it. President Donald Trump has reversed all that. Now, what would happen if this thing is passed? Well, it would ultimately give support to the Democrats who want to revive the ENDA, Employment Non-Discrimination Act, to include sexual orientation and gender identity. In fact, they would say, look, we have no choice. This is now part of the treaty. It's the supreme law of the land. We just need to fall in line because we're required to implement these policies. We're required by this federal trade agreement.
I have to believe that this is an oversight because it is incongruous with the Trump administration's stated policy on these false social constructs of sexual orientation and gender identity. So I just have to believe that there's some kind of an oversight here, and they just need to be made aware so that the Trump administration can remedy this in advance.
Yeah, you know, certainly there's a couple of potential players. We don't know how this all got in there, but obviously Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, is very pro-LGBT. So I'm sure he was pushing for this. And Jared Kushner comes down on the side of the LGBT agenda. Now, his father-in-law, the president, does not, has not in his policy. It's been completely different. And also the third thing is that this could be something that came out of the so-called deep state. The office of the U.S. Trade Representative is the one who ultimately this runs through, and that's where this got drafted. And this is contrary to everything that the president has stood for. And so that's why the members of the U.S. House, although they don't vote on the trade agreement, the Senate does, they wrote a letter to President Trump urging him to remove this troubling language. The letter states in part, at the same time, your administration is carrying out a cohesive agenda regarding policy surrounding sexual orientation and gender identity in the Department of Justice and Health and Human Services. Specifically, it is deeply troubling that the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative has included contradictory language in the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, close quote. It goes on to say, a trade agreement is no place, this goes to your point, Holly, for the adoption of social policy, It is especially inappropriate and insulting to our sovereignty to needlessly submit to social policies which the United States Congress has so far explicitly refused to accept. Amen. So they have strongly urged the president to remove those provisions, Article 23.9 and 23.1, sub 5, etc. But unfortunately, the president signed it in Argentina with those provisions intact. Now it's up to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and ultimately to the full Senate to stop it. Now, here's the situation. This is not going to be voted on until after the new Congress is seated. There may become some interesting opposition to this. The one side of opposition is going to be anything Donald Trump, we don't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Democratic leadership. And so there are some efforts on that side to ultimately say, no, we don't want this, and we've got to have something else in it. And then there's the other side, the social conservatives that are concerned about sovereignty being taken away and the implications of this coming into a supreme law of the land that would oppose it as well. I think that whatever happens, it needs to be stopped. If we have to go back to the drawing board and re-sign this, so be it. But it cannot pass the way it is because the implications of this are catastrophic. This would mean that in both public employment and private employment, the federal government would be pushing sexual orientation and gender identity.
And I think if President Trump, with a new configuration of the next Congress and sent in the Senate of 53-47, if he removes the language that social conservative Republicans would oppose, I think he gets it passed.
I think he does get it passed.
We need to pray.
So we have, with our Liberty Counsel Action Ministry, we have been collecting petition signatures for that. You can go to lcaction.org to sign your name on a petition so that your voice can be heard. We're asking for tens and tens of thousands of people to sign their name to a petition urging the Senate to not allow this trade agreement to be ratified as is. It has to stop. The implications, we don't have enough time to cover, but we will on future programs, are far-reaching. Go to lcaction.org and sign your name on this petition. For more information, you can go to our main webpage, lc.org. That's lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your financial commitments at this time of year, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.